renewed. I'm quite amused. Your words like the fountain of youth, the sound of truth. Say the least, I'm in love with how are you. You can keep your mouth so true, cause I'm bound in you. I know I can make a mountain move. So Lord, I count on you like 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 4, 3, 4, 4, 3, 4, 4, 3, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4,
the mic, it works just like my dome, I know my service. I just lurk, admiring earth, my fire and dust, your light, your home, my soul was searching. The type of dirt that I was crushed and found and hurt, that I was on your throne, I worship, 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 till I die, I kill my pride and fill my cup with peace and life, to deal with trust and peace and life, the ego must begin to die, but he's alive and you're breathing tired, you speak about the enemy and how we can defeat his power, with the king like I was, with the same for hours.
Hallelujah.
Grab the devil and beat him down, and I would never ever stand and look at things the very same, because I'm knowledgeable now about the Savior, how we came and how we lived and how we healed, and in the end, he was slain, so a person like myself can have a chance at the gate, so I push and I push with a smile on my face, if he wants me to, I can walk a mile every day, so proud to get saved, to get down and, killing this, yeah. You're more special than a crown of jewels. I'm down for you. Never getting about to lose. My sound is cool. The devil know my nouns are bruised. I bounce and move. Then knock a demon down to smooth. But sound is true. Say the least. I'm in love with how all you do is keep your mouth so true. As I'm pounding you, I know I can make a mountain move. So Lord, I count on you like 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3,
2025 country report revealed. ZRA has collected 77.8 billion kwacha in the first half of 2025, surpassing target by 2.1 billion kwacha. In international news, South African top police official testified on criminal infiltration in justice system. In sports, the Zambia under 17 national team humiliated Madagascar by beating Islanders 5-1.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Monday, the Zambia Revenue Authority raided four non-compliant mining companies in Kasempa District, seizing more than 3.7 million kwacha and over $3,000 in suspected undeclared income. The companies targeted in the operation include Katenge Resources Limited, Kem Reliable, Sunion Investment and Sino Octocene. During the raid, a director of Sino Octocene, Huang Kinkui, was arrested after attempting to bribe a ZRA officer with 10,000 kwacha. He has since been handed over to the Anti-Corruption Commission for further investigations. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said the operation is part of efforts to curb tax evasion and protect government revenue, adding that the authority has adopted a zero-tolerance stance towards corruption in the mining sector.
And however, what we did discover is that during our operation, cash amounting to over 3.7 million kwacha and about $3,091 was seized as suspected undeclared income and taxes. Further, one of the directors belonging to directors of Sino Octasim, Mr. Wang Jing, was arrested on site after attempting to stash about 10,000 kwacha into the pocket of one of our officers, ZRI, in an effort to obstruct the officer from carrying out his duties. We have, however, handed over that director to the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, for further investigations and possible prosecution. But we want to remind all taxpayers and everyone engaged in any form of business activity, and they are liable to pay taxes, is to ensure that they are tax compliant. As an authority, we will do everything possible to ensure that we bring everybody into the tax net, they remain tax compliant, and contribute their fair share of taxes to the National Treasury.
In more local news on Tuesday, the Pretoria High Court dismissed with cost an application by the Edgar Chagwalungu family seeking leave to appeal against an earlier judgment ordering the repatriation of his body to Zambia for a state funeral and burial. The application wanted to overturn an earlier court decision that ordered the repatriation of former President Edgar Lungu's body to Zambia for a state funeral after his death on June 5, 2025. The court ruled that the family has failed to prove reasonable prospects of success, highlighting that family's legal arguments did not raise compelling constitutional issues warranting the intervention of a higher court. The court said the Attorney General of Zambia constituted sufficient expert authority on Zambian law and that precedent established in First Republican President Dr. Kenneth Kaunda's case provided clear legal guidance on state burials in Zambia. The judges, led by Pretoria High Court Deputy Judge President Aubrey Ladwaba, further ruled that despite disputes over benefits, the late Zambia's sixth president remained a former head of state entitled to burial at state expense. The costs have been awarded against the applicants, including fees for two senior counsel. In another development, government on Wednesday launched the distribution of 119 Constituency Development Fund ambulances. Officiating at the launch, President Hakainde Hichilema said the distribution of these ambulances will enhance health service delivery across the country. Meanwhile, the head of state also tasked local authorities to oversee the utilization of the ambulances and ensure they are serviced on time and serve the right purposes. The president said this in a speech read on his behalf by local government minister Gyupta Sialuwalo during the flagging off in Lusaka.
March is a significant milestone for the local authorities and the health sector. The ceremony is not just about the handing over of keys, it's about the unwavering commitment to the health and the safety of our people. To show commitment towards the devotion exercise, more funds are made available to our constituencies. The increase of the Constituency Development Fund ensures that we actualize the devolution exercise. Among the funds that have been involved is primary health care. Improving health care continues to be a primary focus, especially at the local level. The ambulances which are being handed over today are lifelines for me and are therefore equipped with state-of-the-art equipment to help medical personnel to perform primary medical procedures to the patients as they are being transported. This is an important investment in the health of our people. We are giving our health care professionals the tools they need to continue their life-saving work. And in doing so, we are building a healthier, stronger community for generations to come.
Thank you. Zambia faces one of the acute levels of inequalities globally, and sub-Saharan Africa, with a Gini index of 0.6 and stark inequalities in income and wealth distribution.